Welcome back for the broadcast of game number 4 of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series. Here are your broadcasters, Space Dominator.
Good luck, Harry Potter.
And Ace Astroso.
That's the GG.
Alright, we have now entered in the game. Game number 4 of the BGN Invitational Championship 3 Series. This could be the deciding game as Ramvid decided to go on one of my favorite new maps, the map of Setterchasm. Nothing like this map. It's kind of a little twist of Lost Temple and Rivalry in my sense. It's a much better map for a Zerg player though, I'll tell you that. And most likely I'm going to also take a guess Ramvid will probably be going Zerg with this in this game as well. Just a hunch. Your initial thoughts about the map, the matchup, and the series so far, Mr. Desastroso.
Ooh, okay, the map. I don't remember that map. The matchup depends on what killer it is. If you are right with your opinion that Ramvid is going to Zerg, as you say that this map is good for Zerg, it could be a possibility for him to come back. Days. Base dominated just action battle.net.
Yes, I can explain what just happened.
It would seem we're having another Twilight.
No, this one's happened before. No, this one is just I think Battle.net gets confused with me having my bot and my StarCraft account on the same computer. So thus, after a while, it accuses me of flooding and kicks them both off. This has happened before.
Well done.
Thank you. I try hard.
No, when something happens, as you told me, we just have to blame it on Canada. So, foo Canada.
Well put. Remind me to add the little blame Canada sound bit in the actual recording.
Yeah, you should do that.
Oh, I shall.
We are just waiting for you.
Story of my life.
At least there is no 11-year-old guy coming in here to the server and asking.
No, tonight it'd be about World of Warcraft, I know that.
Yeah, that's my part. Yeah, I can talk about.
Yeah, that's right, you're the Blizzard employee from World of Warcraft, right?
Yes, I am. Admin. If you ever get to the South Park theory of World of Warcraft, you have to do it. I saw it once and it's great. Though I don't like South Park that much, but wow, very, very good.
If you don't behave, Des, I'm going to keep playing that beer music for you too, by the way. I've got it on speed play, so...
Please don't.
I couldn't think of anything better. I couldn't think of anything better. I have your little that's the GG, though. I thought you'd appreciate that, at least.
At least that.
Good.
Okay. Well, I still don't know how that map is. But I'm sure I will remember. Well, when the game begins, just as it...
BGN Invitational Tournament 3, Game 3, Take 2! You're right. Scratch that one, too. Alright. This is the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series, game number 4, take 3.
They should think later on, not right now.
Yes, Ram, get off of TeamSpeak as well. All right. Are you ready, Desastroso?
I am, are you?
Oh, heck yes, yeah. Are the players ready?
We can't hear you.
The players are ready. My broadcasting partner is ready, and I am ready. We are just about ready to get underway with game number 4 of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series on the map of Satyrchasm. And of course, if Killa Ace wins this game, it's going to be beer for Ramvid. Lucky him. Well, beer for Killa, too, but that's another story.
Bag.
It looks like Ramvid drew red, and he is in the bottom left corner and drew Terran. Probably his worst race out of the three, and Killa Ace is in the purple on the other side in the bottom right corner as the purple Protoss. So it's a Terran versus Protoss match on Satyrchasm. Your initial thoughts about the matchup, Desastroso?
Well, the matchup is hard for Terran, I guess, as you have to use your mind and your very well. If you say that Terran is the worst race of Ram, well, you should maybe try to drop or to do some stuff and he'd be able to. Bad is that it's random versus random again, and it's bad that I don't know how the map is looking like.
For all of our players out there that don't know a lot about the map, my best way to describe it is think like a combination of Lost Temple and Rivalry. The players are located in the four corners, and there's two natural expansions for each player. I will say this, however, in Ram's defense. He played a pretty good Terran, however, in game number 1 versus Killa Ace's Protoss on a map, Monty Hall, which is kind of screwy in its own right. So we'll at least give him credit for that. Looks like Ramvid has his SCV on a scouting mission, and it looks like he's going the wrong way up to the top right corner. And it looks like Killa Ace is on the way as well with his own probe scouting, too. We'll see where his initial scouting location is, probably most likely the top right as well. So that means both players are going to be looking in the wrong location. Although, interestingly enough, Ramvid sent a second SCV on the right path going down to the bottom right corner. In the meanwhile, back in Killace's main base, he has a gateway underway and also two pylons. And back in Ramvid's main base, he looks like he has his first barracks underway. Back to you, Desastroso.
Yeah, I think he has done that move with the two SCVs, just to know if he needs to tech or if he needs to... Right now he knows what's going on, he's just going outside of the main base of place to ensure that he hasn't seen it, but looks like as he has seen him, because he's building his assimilator, that means tech for Killa Ace, and... Ramvid is making a very strange move by building two depots and floating his racks over to make a wall in. I don't know if that is a good idea because it puts you behind even more, as first of all the wall in is bad built, and second he has already used two SCVs to scout and has just one SCV at the gas. That means he will be very hard behind right now. While he's building another depot just to ensure that the wall-in is well closed, I think that was a bad decision of him. Because the Cybernet core is already built, a second gateway is built, and we will There's Goon popping out very soon, as the range upgrade of the Goon hasn't been upgraded yet. Okay, the first Goon is now popping out, coming out. The first the scouting SCV of Rambit is going to... while the probe is staying... Yeah, that is a bad wall, Zorak. So it's close, but it is solid, but it's bad built. First factory is being built by Rambit, while Killer is going straight to base of Rambit. I'm done.
If I had to theorize, it looks like Killer Ace is going to take the route that my good friend Zorak wanted to see twice in the previous series, and that looks like probably a Reaver drop. Would not surprise me, knowing Killer Ace as he always wants to try to impress us old school guys with strategies that we all like. In the meanwhile, though, Rambit does have a bunker which reinforces his wall a tiny bit, but there's a minor problem with that. The Dragoon has a range advantage and is attacking the barracks there. Dragoons versus a Wallen does not seem like a very favorable matchup for Rambit. But I do have to ask you, DeSistroso, considering the fact that Rambit is down 3-0 in this series, does it really surprise you that he actually is playing more defensive? As you know, it was one more misstep and he's done.
Well, yeah, in some sort you're right. But due to the fact that he didn't know what his enemy was, he was maybe frightened. And I think he was frightened because we see him having built a 3D pose and a wall in and a bunker right now. So yes, it's surprising, but I think it's because he just doesn't want to lose that game. And he's falling to the old trick, while because he wants to be defensive and wants to survive, that's why he's defensive. I think it's a bad decision.
It does look like, though, at this point that Rambit does have a siege tank there, so maybe he can get a little bit of help from that. The siege mode looks like it's being upgraded as well, but there's a problem. There is that robotic support bay already done, and I'm gonna guess there's a shuttle there. That Reaver's coming pretty quick. So this game might end a little bit quicker than we were hoping for. Back to you.
Well, yes, I think this game is almost over, as Rambit has put himself into a very defensive situation. Killer has to do a big failure, a big mistake to lose that game, because right now he has map control, as Rambit isn't able to go out or to do something else. The machine dock being built by Rambit, upgrading something, I guess, spider mines. And the siege mode has already been upgraded. The shuttle is now moving on base. I think the Reaver is gonna rape the SCVs very soon, in like 10 seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh no, okay, the first Reaver has popped out, attacking the first Vulture, or two Vultures. That was a bad move, because right now a turret has been built and is able to destroy the shuttle almost. It's just 7 hit points, while the Reaver has survived with 9 hit points. Now attacking the... Oh my god, this will be a rape right now. 13 kills, 15 kills from the Reaver. Well, that was a very good move. Game looks like it's almost over. Long run. Back to you.
Boy, talk about bad luck there for Rambit. He had an opportunity given to him by Killer Ace attacking that siege tank which was guarding the main bridge into his main base. And then the one siege tank that he did have to attack it left the Reaver with only 9 hit points remaining. That was a pretty unfortunate break, and it cost Rambit a lot of SCVs in the process. In the meanwhile, as is traditional in the play of Killer Ace, he has decided to expand to his natural after a major attack as such. He has a Nexus and a Pylon underway. as well as a Citadel of Adun. Most likely, perhaps, we're going to see maybe a Dark Templar, perhaps, in the mix as well. Or, well, we'll find out soon enough. I think Ramvid's big mistake, though, too, was that he was focused a little bit too much on those three Dragoons, and he forgot about the fact that that Killa Ace could do something. The turret came at just the right time, but that was only thanks to Killa Ace delaying his attack on the inside. The three Dragoons sitting outside of Ramvid's main base are now trying to attack one of the supply depots to break through the wall, but the one tank is now repositioned to do some damage and forces those three Dragoons back into retreat. In the meanwhile, too, Killa Ace has five Dragoons and one Zealot sitting back at his main base, and it looks like also another Reaver or something else is on the way. Back to you.
Yes, that's true. I hope this shuttle is not gonna be, not gonna be attacked too fast because it has just 7 hit points. I don't know what is in it because I still don't have any dark any. Oh god, it has been shut down, excuse me. It has been shut down by the bunker and the turret. And, well, that was this time good luck for Ramvid as, Blaze hasn't, I don't know if he has known that there was
Yeah, that missile turret there came at just the right time for Ramvid, and of course, like they usually say, in series like these, the luck will usually balance out in the end. Ramvid does have a command center being constructed underway, and most likely he'll probably send that up towards the top to try to give him an opportunity to expand without any pressure from Killa Ace. But in the meanwhile, though, Killa Ace looks like he's loading up his shuttlecraft, yet again, a brand new one, I might add, with a couple of Zealots and probably, well, maybe he'll just do it with four Zealots, we'll see. Nope, it looks like just a couple of Zealots and maybe something else. Perhaps a Dragoon in the process, too. So Killace is probably planning on doing something a little more extensive in a little bit. Meanwhile, Ramvid also has himself a Terran starport underway, so perhaps he's going to use that to build a Wraith to try to disrupt the shuttlecraft coming into his main base. Killace, in the meanwhile, as well, has a pylon being built in an aggressive position next to his second natural, immediately to the top left of his main base in the bottom right corner. This will be his second base for Killa Ace. And yes, of course, the Terran starport versus the Zerg starport is another argument for another day. Back to Daesis Drosho.
Okay, we see Killa Ace moving his units in front of his first expansion. The second expansion is right now being built with the fourth gateway, while Killa Ace is now building a Templar Archies, and he has right now two forges, and both are upgrading something. I guess it's the plus one attack upgrade and the plus one armor upgrade. Both the main and the expansion are full of probes, and probes are still being built. One or two cannons are forged in onto the new expansion, mineral-only expansion, while Ramvid is moving out slowly to secure his natural expansion. So, yeah, I'm surprised that Clay's doesn't attack faster, but I think he just wants to, well, to ensure his economic advantage. Still just three Dragoons in front of Ramvid's base. Now we see a slide, an SCV slide, four tanks outside of the main base, while big army is now coming in from Killa's, and he's dropping out some Zealots. Oh, those Zealots destroyed the tanks, and this will be over, because Zealots are taking out those tanks, and looks like this expansion is not going to be here for a longer time.
See, one thing we need to understand too is Killa Ace, in his traditional fashion, also has observers buzzing all around the map, as is per usual. So now, no matter where Ramvid does decide to go to expand, Killa Ace is going to know exactly where that's going to occur, and it's going to give Killa Ace complete control of the game. At this point, Ramvid's in a little bit of a state of desperation as he has his SCVs, and he has some tanks trying to struggle to defend his base, and it looks like he's done just enough to do that, as Killa Ace is back on the retreat. Again, it amazes me how Killa Ace just seems to have a knack for those types of things. He always has the observers in the right spot. He always seems to time the attack at just the right moment. It's pretty incredible to watch when someone plays a game pretty smartly. And especially when he's up 3-0, too. He's got control of the map. He's not overplaying it. He's just taking his time, forcing Ramvid into a hole, ultimately frustrating Ramvid to death, similar to what he did to Tibbs in the first series. And ultimately, it looks like Killace is going to take the series. Back to you.
Absolutely true. Not forcing anything, he's just trying to maintain his advantage. Still securing his expansions as I think a lot of people wouldn't do, because they see that they are in an advantage and just don't think that they need. Starport hasn't been used right now, or until now, from Ramvid. There is no dropship or something else. Factories producing armory and upgrade. Ah, okay, excuse me, there is one dropship I've just seen moving to 12 o'clock position, and the observers, looks like the observers haven't seen it, although there are a lot of observers patrolling in the way. The dropship is seeing the third expansion of Killer Ace, and looks like the tank is put on high ground, yes, and is going to attack the natural expansion, but he didn't see just enough. Although they're able to take out a lot of probes right now, very well done. Till now, 30 probes, yes. If I was him, I would still try to be there. Oh, and we see a probe at the top of the cliff of Ramvid's expansion, building one pylon, and I guess soon there are some cannons coming in. This will be a very smart move, and a third common center is produced by Ramvid and has now finished, and I guess we'll see him putting it on only expansion, while the first camps on the cliff are now built, warped in, 3 cannons, 4 cannons, yes, the tanks still dropped onto the base of the ace, attacking the Nexus, but the goons are trying, or are going to take those tanks out very soon, while the cannons are almost completed and will devastate the units, the SCVs.
Boy, talk about two mirroring moves. Ramba decides to use 2 siege tanks and takes out 13 probes of Killer Ace's at his natural. So what does Killer Ace do in response? He builds a couple of pylons and 6 photon cannons, which forces all of Ramba's SCVs to retreat. Boy, it's funny, though, because these maneuvers are looking more like things that I would do versus Killer Ace doing. I don't understand that. That one dropship, however, looks like it's still flying around. Probably still has maybe 1 tank in it. And it looks like it's fooling around with 4 zealots that are now guarding the high ground. And it looks like Killer Ace is about ready to take an opportunity and drop on Ramvid's main base, and perhaps this could be the finishing blow of this series. Look like Ramvid tried to expand to the initial expansion. I thought he should have immediately to the top of his main base in the bottom left. A group of Dragoons, however, and an observer saw that, and that ended real quickly. And that dropship that was flying around in Killer Ace's base is no more. And here come the shuttles dropping into Ramvid's main base. And I think this might be pretty devastating for Ramvid. It looks like a group of, 10 or 11 Zealots and 3 High Templar. Four High Templar. Yeah, the Zealots are doing damage to a bunch of the SCVs there. Ramvid, in response, has a bunch of Vultures trying to build mines and take off the High Templars. Looks like the Vultures are going to be able to do that successfully, though. But this is a pretty devastating attack, though, from Killer Ace, and it might be the one that gives him the championship. Back to you.
Yeah, I don't know if that... Okay, yes, we have seen some storms of Killer Ace out of his first SCV. I'm wondering why he hasn't stormed before, as Ramvid needed a lot of time before he got them out of the range of the Templars. Maybe storm upgrade hasn't been done at this point. Arcon has moved in, and the main base is being shredded by 5 zealots and the 1 Arcon. I think Ramvid is able to... Yeah, he's able to pull back. Nah, he's not, because from the other front, Dragoons are coming in and going to take the natural expansion out and trying to move in while more units are produced. Lots of zealots are coming in soon, while the goons are now destroyed shortly. Well, back to you.
We did witness one very nice move, however, from Ramvid right at his own ramp. He had a few SCVs blocking the ramp, and a spider mine just so happened to go off and killed a bunch of Killa Ace's units in the process. But we also have to really compliment Killa Ace for what he did there. He dropped, forced Ramvid to push his units back into defense, into his main base. So then Killa Ace took the opportunity to just attack with everything he had back at the natural expansion. Ramvid looks like he's down to about 3 SCVs. And Killa Ace is just sending in more zealots, more dragoons, and Ramvid has just surrendered. And I will leave it to my partner to conclude it.
This is the GG!
And it really is the ultimate GG, as Killa Ace has just won his 3rd straight BGN Invitational Championship Tournament, sweeping Ramvid in 4-0 on the map of Tetrachasm. Killa Ace with a score of 84,037 versus Ramvid's score of 49,746. Considering a lot of it, you know, Ramvid just again had bad luck, in my opinion, drawing Terran in such a decisive game. Although I think he played a pretty decent Terran, except for, as we've discussed, that wall in early on might have cost him. But again, it was an understandable reason. Your initial thoughts here at the end of the 4th game?
Yes. This wall was a bad decision. It was a very good thought of him to out with 2 SCVs at a very important game. This move of the wall-in was just a bad one. He gave up very early. I don't know how the word is. He gave map control and plays without any need that early, and delayed his factory, delayed his whole attacking, his whole expanding by building that added, or by building that the bunker too. I think Ramvid can play better than he had done in the...
Considering though that Ramvid was playing in a 4th game here too, he was down 3-0, he drew his worst race. He put up a pretty good fight in that situation. A lot of players, as we demonstrated in the past with Pacific Ace Tibbs in that 6th game of our first series, the last one we broadcast, by the way, Tibbs wasn't in that game whatsoever. It was an island map, first of all, but he went Terran 2, his weakest race. So it's kind of an interesting parallel that you and I actually have. The last 2 games we broadcast were 2 games with Killa Ace winning in a pretty dominant fashion against a player's weakest race. Sort of an interesting parallel from the first one to this 3rd one. In just a few minutes, we will be back with the BGN Invitational 3 Championship Series post-game show, and we will wrap up the BGN Invitational Tournament 3, which has been one interesting ride. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.